Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Billy, Mikey, I have a question for both of you.
Go ahead.
All right. Why do we feel the need to drag the audience through Dan Nitro Clark's first fantasy football season? Because he's about to come on again today with Mike Wright from Fantasy Footballers.
One, how dare you? I'd like to just start with that.
He hasn't sent me my steroids yet, Billy. I'm mad at him.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. So, I mean,
that'll calm you down.
We had Nitro on God Bless Football in the off season to talk to us about the American Gladiators movie that was on Netflix. And we found out from Nitro that he was going to be participating in fantasy football for the first time. So we promised Nitro, hey, come fantasy football time, we got you covered. We're going to find for you a fantasy expert to help you make your picks. And we found Mike Wright, who was very excited to help us. We didn't know this, but he was a fan of Nitro. So he was all in on this. And we did it once, headed into the draft. And then we did like a post-draft recap headed into the season, I think after week one. So we found out how Nitro was doing. And then we thought, you know what, let's check in with him mid-season, see how things are going. And then, you know, the holidays came. One thing led to another. So we have them on this week. And we were going to have it on God Bless Football. And it was good. And we didn't want to cut a lot of it. And we wanted to give you as much fantasy advice as possible.
Don't seem so surprised.
Well, it's not that I sound surprised. It's that it's always fun to catch up with Nitro and see how he's doing in fantasy.
It is.
I do somewhat wonder, how do I put this nicely?
If I know where you're going here.
If we're wasting Mike Wright's time a little bit.
Let me answer that for you. We are. I mean.
Oh, well, it's just, here's the thing. Mike Wright has a very successful fantasy football podcast. It's Fantasy Footballers. You can check it out.
The most successful. Yeah. The most successful one. Yes.
Well, because we haven't launched a fantasy football podcast with Nitro yet, but we can maybe address that in the interview today. Now, here's the thing. When you have on a fantasy football expert, it usually goes well if you have like callers call in and ask for fantasy tips. Just boom, 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 rat-a-tat-tat, quick questions, cover almost every position, possible free agent pickups.
Should PPR, not PPR.
Exactly right. Now, this segment is very specific to Nitro's team. So it's fun for us because we get to hang out with Nitro and Mike Wright. And if you have Nitro's exact team, it will be very helpful for you. But in the event that you don't, this may not be as helpful as it possibly could be as a segment.
All right. Can we have Mike Wright on a week without Nitro so we can get people ready, listeners ready, and do a traditional fantasy football segment for the playoffs, please? Can we do that one time?
I'm not 100% sure Mike Wright would want that.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm kind of with Mikey. I don't know. I will tell you this, those two guys. Yeah. Yesterday, after you left the studio, we were still there. We were doing some recordings. It was kind of late in the afternoon, and I was recording Mystery Crate, and I was listening in on tests for a phone line. So I think that our dream of having a phone line that we can go to is in the works, and we may be able to do that at some point in time.
Oh,
so,
wow, this is exciting. At some
just
point
in time for the season to end, huh?
Yeah. It'll be ready by, like, May. Maybe we could do a recap of the draft, who everybody liked, but just letting you know, things seem
NBA playoff calls.
Yeah, with Adam Schefter.
All right, so let's get to Dan Nitro Clark and Mike Wright. Listen, this is going to not help you, not help your fantasy team, but it will help Nitros. What a weird thing. Let's get to it. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't: the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Remember the best vacation you've ever taken? Make your next one even better with Get Your Guide. With Get Your Guide, you can book over 100,000 unforgettable experiences in the U.S. and around the world. Want to see the Grand Canyon from a helicopter? They got you. Watching a wrestling match in Mexico City? No problem. Or how about a guided tour of Rome's ancient ruins? Wherever you're going, whatever you're into, book your next travel experience at getyourguide.com.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How good. Are you?
Hello, really Nitro. Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. I've only texted Mike once since the last time we talked for some advice. So it's been, I've been doing okay.
All right. And Mike is Mike Wright, the fantasy footballers on Spotify and Apple. He is with us. The podcast is doing very well. It makes me wonder why Metalark hasn't come up with a fantasy football podcast yet. I'm on it, though. All right. I'm on it.
Good
Mike,
luck.
I'm on it. Okay.
Good luck.
You don't want the competition, do you?
many have tried, many have failed.
That's a confident guy there.
Yes, he is. Well, so are you, Nitro. I mean, it takes one to know one.
Maybe Stewie. He's just saying, if you want to acquire me, it's going to be expensive. That's probably the play right there.
He's negotiating, right?
Mike, has anyone ever tried to come after your fantasy football crown with an American Gladiator, though? Because if we have Nitro's fantasy football podcast, I feel like you might be in trouble.
If there is a fight involved, like a physical fight, yeah, I'm probably going to lose. But other than that, we're doing okay.
I love the idea of Nitro starting a fantasy football podcast and destroying Mike Wright.
You have to wear spandex to get in.
What's that hat you're wearing, Nitro? And where are my steroids? I mean,
okay. Well, the steroids are in my body.
Right.
So if you want to get some, draw my blood. Number two, Lord. This hat is a San Jose State Spartans. Buddy and I'm in Los Angeles, and my college roommate who I played football with at San Jose State, Bill Lehman, we drove from Los Angeles early Saturday morning to Vegas to see my San Jose State Spartans take on the UNLV Rebels in the fabulous Raiders Allegiant Stadium. So I'm wearing this hat in protest, Stu.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that.
You're supposed to ask, what is the protest about?
Yeah, I was curious.
I figured Nitro, I mean, I never have to ask. I figured you would take us there yourself because that's what you do. You're Dan Nitro Clark. So, I mean, go ahead. What's the protest about? What are you protesting? I'm sorry.
So I'm protesting that the San Jose Spartans did not get invited to the Mountain West Championship game. Mm. They went and beat UNLV handedly.
Right.
And they ended up with 5-2 in conference. UNLV ended up 5-2 in conference. And Boise ended up 5-2 in conference. Boise beat San Jose by a touchdown. We just beat UNLV. But for the championship conference game, they decided to go Boise, UNLV, and not ask San Jose State to come. So for Brent Brennan, the head coach, good man who's turned the program around there, I am protesting today.
Mm-hmm. I like it, Nitro. I like that you're protesting this. You care about San Jose State. Go ahead, Billy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
How'd you feel about Wyatt Eckler winning the Mountain West Defensive Player of the Week this week?
You know, I don't have many feelings about that.
Oh.
I don't have many feelings about that, Billy.
That was a jackass question.
That's just kidding. We're talking about the Mountain West.
Yeah, but
Rome,
now you put him in the spot where he doesn't know who Wyatt Eckler is.
It's Austin Eckler's brother. Yes,
I know, but he doesn't know that. And well, the only reason you know that is because Austin just told us.
Well, hold on. Now let's go full circle. Mike Wright, how are you feeling about Wyatt Eckler? And, you know, not this season, but next season when he enters the NFL. What do we think?
Bro, I'm not.
He's
not
a DB.
I don't get into, like, I am so disconnected from college while pro is going on, but then January hits, and that's January through February is, like, that's the crash course of who's all coming into the NFL. Start ranking guys that way.
All right. Nitro, we'll get to your fantasy team in just a second, but Mike, the fantasy player this year that has surprised you the most and the one that has disappointed you the most.
Ooh. Let's see. The biggest, I'll go with the disappointment would be the hype and the hope that Trevor Lawrence was going to take the step to become royalty. Yeah. And I mean, he's having a good season. It's like Trevor Lawrence is kind of one of the best examples of real life versus fantasy football. 'Cause real life, he's having an excellent season. Like, the Jags are great. They're going to the playoffs and everything. But the touchdowns keep going to ETN, except for the last couple of weeks. But people were very ready to crown Lawrence as the next elite. Like, he's going to make a Justin Herbert type of a leap, be maybe a 40-touchdown guy. And it just does not seem like we're there. And then the biggest surprise, I can't imagine not talking about C.J. Stroud, who is going to break all the rookie records. He is shattering the mold, really, for fantasy. I mean, there's just countless numbers you can rattle off of, like, a rookie quarterback has his chance of supporting a top 24 wide receiver option. It's like a 5% chance. That's off the top of my head, but it's essentially, don't count on wide receivers from a rookie quarterback. Do not count on rookie wide receivers for a rookie quarterback. But now here we are with Tank Dell and CJ Stroud, and it's incredible to watch. And it will be very fun for us next year when we're like, don't draft rookie quarterbacks. It's not a good idea. And everyone's going to be like, well, yeah, well, look at CJ Stroud. Look what the outlier did. And you have to try and rein people in. You're like, it's a game of probabilities. And
tell them to look at Bryce Young. I mean,
yeah, exactly. You could be the Panthers right now, cleaning house, firing everybody because it looks like you got the wrong QB.
Mike, it's interesting that you bring up, like, the different lenses that you can view players through. So you can see Trevor Lawrence in reality is having a good season, but fantasy is not having as good a season as you would think. Who are players, I guess, historically that you could view as, like, a fantasy Hall of Famer that was just an average quarterback?
Oh,
or
bro,
the opposite? Like someone...
Tebow!
Blake Bortles also was like, he always came in garbage time and would put up huge numbers when in reality it's like,
Yes, absolutely. Bortles had a season where it was incredible. It was like he turned into a winner, because you picked him up right before the fantasy playoffs, and he just had this three-game run that won people championships. But it's guys like Tebow it's really rushing quarterbacks because of how the scoring works. Like, Justin Fields has had more of a down year this year for fantasy than we had hoped for. But you had a stretch right in the middle before he got hurt where
it was great.
He wasn't winning. He wasn't winning football games, but he was destroying for fantasy football. And then Tim Tebow, this is the exact same thing. Because he runs and the way that it scored, you soak up those rushing yards, and it's delicious and it's hilarious watching those guys like outproduce the truly actually elite passing quarterbacks. It's a weird, funny game we play.
Nitro, so just so the audience is up to speed here, this is your first season doing fantasy football. Mike helped you with the draft. We had you on, I think, 3 or 4 weeks into the season. You were dominating your league. I'm certain you have questions. You're probably headed to the playoffs right now. But just fill us in here. What have you done since we spoke to you last? How's the fantasy team?
Fantasy is, I want to say, first of all, is great for football. I was not watching as much football, much to my wife's happiness. And then I got sucked back into this world. And now I'm sucked back to the TV Tuesday night. You know, I'm putting my guy in on the waivers. And, you know, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. Did I get him? Did I get him? You know, Saturday morning when the guys, people dropped clear. You know, did I get him? Did I get him? And, you know, I've now become a fervent football fan and watcher of the product again. I'm watching the Thursday night Thanksgiving games. There's Friday night on Amazon. There's Sunday morning. Yeah, it's been very, I think it's great for the game. I think the challenge is that any allegiance you have to a team disappears. You don't care who wins as long as your guy performs. So it's been a interesting dynamic, but I forgot how much I love football.
Okay. And how's the team doing?
The team is doing, you know, I started off, as you said, gangbusters. And then I hit that lull because I had Davante Adams, who just
Ridley.
Ridley. Yeah. And it's funny, I got rid of Ridley 3 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden
he's hot now. Nitro, you got to hold on to that guy. I mean,
like just rookie mistakes. I had Dak Prescott as a quarterback, and he wasn't performing, so I dumped him. You know, I had Burrow. I don't know these things, so I dumped him. I think what I would do next year is I would probably draft a high quarterback, maybe in round 4 or 5, because I can see a Josh Allen. I can see a guy like that who's the number one guy on Yahoo being a reliable performer, where I was under the idea that you streamed quarterbacks a lot of times. And I think that's hurt me. But so I'm doing well. I'm 8-4.
Oh, wow.
In our league. I've got a bunch of base hit guys. I got a bunch of guys who hit singles. I don't have that big stud. You know, I don't have a McCaffrey. I don't have a Austin Eckler. Right now I've got, I traded for Debo Samuel, which I think will help me in the playoff push, Mike, right?
Well, let's have Mike evaluate the trade. What'd you give up for Debo Samuel?
I don't remember who I gave. I think it was Calvin Ridley. I think it was Calvin Ridley.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I like the San Francisco schedule coming up it's all right.
Yeah, well, I think it looks like they're incorporating Debo and CMC. There, it seems like they're taking a lot of the snaps, whether they're producing or not. And I think in the playoffs, you go with the dogs. You know, I noticed that, you know, the other receiver who's getting a lot of attention. How do you say his name? Ayuk. Ayuk hasn't been getting as many targets lately, and they've been using Debo a little bit more on the ground. So I wanted to fortify my team for the playoffs. I also made a risky trade, which hasn't paid off yet. I got the Miami guy, Shane, while he was on IR. I gave up Jerome Ford for him, which, you know, he shares the snaps, right? So what I wanted to do was fortify my team for the playoffs. I picked up Kyle Murray while he was on IR. As a possible quarterback. So right now, my team is Murray at quarterback. I have Evans and Samuel as the receivers because Adams has a bye week. I've got Montgomery and Robinson as the running backs. I've got Hockenson as my tight end who's crushed for me this year. And I think you gave me that tip, Mike, right? But he has no game this week. And then I have a Shane in the flex. And I have Devontae Adams, Rashee Rice on the bench, as well as Purdy. And then I have Taysom Hill. And this is a I have a couple questions for you, Mike. I want to get your expertise on. I have Taysom Hill as my backup tight end. And I was thinking about playing him, obviously putting him in for Hockenson, who's on a bye this week. I think with Mike Thomas being on the IR, he might get some more touches. And he's got this pattern where he's great, and then he sucks for a few games. And he's just sucked for two games. So do you put Taysom in for Hockenson, or do you go to the waiver wire and try to get Jaden Reed or Freiermuth from Pittsburgh?
Love it. Oh, Friday.
Sure. So, yeah, it's not just Thomas, too. You have Rashid Shaheed, who they've already kind of said he looks like he's going to miss. I think he has a quad injury. And then Olave's in the concussion protocol due to a horrifically thrown pass from Derek Carr, where Olave went up and high-pointed it, came down on his head. So it should be okay for Taysom Hill. The other option, if you're just looking in New Orleans, Juwan Johnson saw 20% of the targets this past week. He's had a disappointing season, mostly because of injury. He's more of their actual real tight end, where Taysom Hill's just kind of all over the place. But Freiermuth is someone I would pick up. He gets to play Arizona, and Arizona's been okay against tight ends. I mean, Tyler Higbee, of course, had the two touchdowns this week. But we're only one game into the offensive change for Pittsburgh now that Matt Canada's out, and it's hard to argue with results of 400 plus total yards where the team never hit that mark when Matt Canada was the OC and Freiermuth was featured in the middle of the field where he should. And we know he's a good player, so I'm picking up Freiermuth no matter what, because I don't want anybody else to pick him up. Then deciding between him and Taysom Hill for this week, that'll be tough. I might go Freiermuth, though, if that's the case. But I wouldn't drop Taysom Hill. I would hold on to him.
For the playoff run, right? I'm already in the playoffs. So my bench only has – we have four players.
Wait, you clinched already? Is that what you're saying, Nitro? You clinched?
Yeah, I'm clinched. Clinched. Good. Right, so that's why when I got
– I think Achan's going to be great for you. He might be your home run hitter when he comes back, yeah. You know?
I hope so.
Could be this week.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny how after 1 week, you know, you want to jump off a bridge if you don't make the right choice.
Oh, I had, the worst.
The guy
the
I was
worst.
Trading with.
I started Romeo Doubs instead of Christian Watson, and I have been beating myself up, thank you, the entire Thanksgiving weekend. It's the worst. It's the worst feeling ever. I mean,
you just punch yourself in the face for no reason at all randomly. What's that for?
That should be your job, Nitro.
Just when punch people in the face.
Makes the wrong decision, you're there to greet them with a punch in the face, okay?
With a joust stick. I think the joust stick is more appropriate. So I had the chance to pick up Kyler. Oh, not Kyler. Was his name Kyler from the Rams, yeah. Williams?
Oh, yeah. Kyren. Yes.
Kyren. Kyren Williams or DeShane. They were both on the IR. And then I picked DeShane. My buddy was willing to trade. And I picked a Shane instead. And after last week, I was like, oh, my God, did I get the wrong guy? But, you know, Stu, hopefully, Stu, like you're saying, that it comes in. And I think, you know, I've got two decent running backs. I've got Montgomery and I've got Robinson in Atlanta. So he doesn't need to be the superstar. Yeah, I can put him in the flex, right, if I need him. So just to go back, you're saying, Mike Wright, to pick up Freiermuth. That's an interesting name.
Yeah.
And so do I drop – I'm not dropping Adams. I'm not – do I drop Rashee Rice or do I drop Purdy?
I think at this point, ooh, that's tough. Because if you're riding with Kyler Murray and Brock Purdy has, I'm looking it up right now, according to our metrics, the fifth best remaining schedule. His next three games are very positive, but week 16 is Baltimore. You're not going to want to play him then. And then championship week is at Washington, which that is delightful.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, having the small bench is tough making the moves, because I don't want to drop any of those players.
Mike, I would say if you have Taysom Hill, just play him for a week. He's already clinched the playoffs, you know?
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking in my brain of like the deeper benches of like, I do not want my opponents going into the playoffs with Freiermuth if they actually have figured it out. Like, Freiermuth's not out of nowhere. I mean, he had an awesome rookie year, and then he's been hurt all year, so he hasn't been able to get anything going.
Yeah. Well, I think on my receiver core with Evans, Samuel, and Adams, I think I'm okay. I don't think Rice
causes me. He's never going to play on your team. You're not going to start him, so you might as well waive him, right?
Right.
Maybe. I mean, you're at the point where you need to have someone you know you can rely on should an unfortunate injury pop up, as they have just been destroying the NFL in fantasy this year.
So let me ask this question, since again this is my first year playing. Just a clarification. You can, if you get a guy injured, you can go on the waiver wire and pick up a receiver in the playoffs. Is that correct?
Yeah, as long as your settings are normal. There are like fringe leagues where they at the playoffs will lock the waiver wire, but most general leagues, yes, you can, up until championship kickoff, you can pick up players.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So to final verdict, do I drop Hint Rice to go take a swing at Freiermuth with Pittsburgh?
This is where you got to go do your homework of look at the other teams that have clinched or that are you like, that's my main competition. Go see who their tight end is. Because if it's someone who looks like Muth would be, which that's, we call him the Muth on our show. And it's really fun because then you say the Muth got Luth. It's just, it's a really good time when he's on your team.
Plus, well, you know how to, I just want to say, I mean, you fantasy Jesus. Guys know how to party.
Dude, our show is just full of nonsense.
Whoa.
Coming from an American gladiator.
Where do you see Nitro's show?
Stop me. Mike Wright is partying. But, he calls him the Muth.
But that's what I would do. Like, look and see if any of your competition will get an upgrade if they pick up Freiermuth. And then I would, I guess I would drop Rice to pick him up. But those are borderline calls right there. Real tough.
Okay, and then who would you play this week? Would you play a quarterback? Would you play Murray at Pitt, or would you play Purdy at Philly? Mm.
I think I would go with – I'd probably go with Purdy. Philadelphia's a – now you got a strange real-life fantasy team because the Eagles are cruising. They're on their way to the bye, another playoff run, and yet – they are a team that we target with our quarterbacks and our wide receivers because they are giving up tons and tons of points. I mean, like even Sam Howell, I think his best game of the season is against Philadelphia. So I lean Purdy, and Kyler has – we're Arizona boys, so we were really excited for Kyler to come back. He has not got the rust off yet. He runs, so he's good for – he can be good for fantasy football. But I lean going with Purdy. And then you have Brock Purdy and Deebo Samuel, which is the stack that people like to go for in fantasy football. Just because when you have the quarterback and the pass catcher, your upside is huge. Like if Deebo gets two touchdowns, I mean, then you're just you've won, essentially.
Well, that's interesting strategy because I didn't know in fantasy if having two to three guys on the same roster was a good idea. It felt like it would be a bad idea because if one of the guys tanks, then if the team tanks, then sure, you're definitely losing that week.
Yeah, that is built into it, but it's when you're especially like in your playoffs and everything, you have to go for upside because it does, like, you want to swing for as many points as you can, and often stacking is a strategy that people will go to.
All right, good to know. All right, I'm going to go Purdy. I'm taking all your recommendations. I'm going to take a swing at the Muth.
Yeah, Muth. You got to get Luth.
Yes.
The Muth. I'm going to take a swing at the Muth and put up, look, these guys seem pretty smart in my league. I'm sure someone's going to take a swing at Matt as well. And if I end up with, having to play Taysom for a week, like Stugat said, then, it is. And again, I don't have to win this week. If I don't talk to you before we should do this again before the playoffs so I can get the.
We'll do it every week. Listen, as long as you go, we'll go. How about that? Okay.
Perfect. That makes sense.
Good. Mike, you get with that? I'm sorry. Hey, I committed your time. I shouldn't have done that.
No, I'm good. I should be around the rest of the year.
the Fantasy Footballers on Spotify and Apple. They're the best fantasy football podcast going, period. End of discussion until Nitro starts one. Nitro, do you want to plug anything on the way out, sir?
I'm good. I'll be in Kentucky next Monday and Tuesday speaking at the Wheat and Grain Convention. There you go.
Very nice.
About
talk
what?
About a party,
wheat and grain. I mean,
yeah, right. We're speaking about the Muth.
We're going to talk about the Muth. Fantasy.
You gave Mike Wright shit a minute ago, and you're going to talk about wheat and grain?
Well, no. I go talk about my experience in American Gladiators. I talk about motivation. I talk about. I'm not a speaker who goes and speaks about the five steps to business. I go and speak more about motivation, have real life conversations, and talk about topics like that. So I speak a lot, and it just happens to be I'm going to Kentucky on Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, Mike Wright, anything coming up, playoff special, anything coming up here on the Fantasy Footballers?
No, just sticking with the podcast, and then the reminder, like, we're year round, so I mean, like, once January hits, it'll be talking about the rookies and free agency and then the draft, and before you know it, then you're in the 2024 season, man.
Yeah, it flies by. It really does. We appreciate it. Mike, by the way, good idea. Billy had a good idea. If you can come up next time we speak to you, your all-time fantasy football team, not necessarily the all-time NFL team, just your all-time fantasy football team. I love that.
Okay. I'll give it some thought.
Okay.
What you guys are saying, I'll close with this, makes a lot of sense because when we first started talking, Mike, I was saying, Kittle, great tight end, San Francisco. And you're like, no.
Yep.
Great tight end, but not a great fantasy football player. And because of that, I didn't draft him. And I got, Hawk from Minnesota, and he's been killing it. So I thank you for that advice.
Hey, I mean, that's the thing with Kittle is he has games because he had, three in a row where he dominates. But when San Francisco doesn't need him, they don't use him at all.
Right.
Yep.
Well, now go get the Muth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nitro, we love you. We will talk to you. When is your playoff start? In a couple of weeks?
I think the normal. It's Yahoo. So I think I have 2 more weeks and we get to the playoffs.
Okay. So we'll.
And is it 1 versus 6? Is that how they normally go? 2 versus 5, 3 versus 4?
Yes. And yeah, unless you have a bye week. You might need to win. You might want to check and make sure that there's bye weeks or not.
No, I don't need to. I checked. I spend too many hours on this, Mike, right? Literally, I spend hours just staring at my screen and reading and, listening to your podcast and just like way too much time. And
your wife won't want you back. I mean,
exactly. All right, guys.
Nitro.
You.
We love you, dude. Have fun in Kentucky, the bluegrass state. I mean, that's amazing. Send me your blood, too, by the way, okay?
It's expensive.
We will speak to both of you. We appreciate both your time. We will speak to you both in 2 weeks, okay?
All right. See you, boys. Right.
See you, boys.
See you, guys.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.